You've heard of tax evasion, but how about tax inversion? One is illegal and completely understandable. You don't want to pay taxes, so you don't. Then you go to jail. That's evasion. The other is legal and completely indecipherable. I don't want to pay U.S. taxes, so I move to a country, say Greece, and renounce my citizenship of my company, but not my own passport. And then I come home as an American working for a foreign company and pay no taxes here and lower taxes there. This is already happening. Did Ireland offer such a sweet tax deal to Apple? The European Commission is currently investigating the tech behemoth's arrangement with the Irish government. Could this be a sign that after years of public indifference, the tide might finally be turning on the issue of tax inversions? Another sign, when the news broke that Pfizer was merging with Allergan for a cool $152 billion, the fact that the new joint company would be based in Dublin was, to put it mildly, a shocker. Hedrick Smith, executive editor of ReclaimTheAmericanDream.org, says it's time to connect the dots between two issues the American public feels strongly about: corporate campaign finance contributions and corporate tax inversions.
The voters and the ordinary public see corporate money and billionaire money flowing into the campaigns, and they're upset about it. And then every once in a while is a story such as the one just a few days ago about Pfizer, the big drug company, forming a merger with an Irish company, $150 billion merger, in order to become an Irish citizen, to give up its American citizenship and to duck its U.S. taxes. And that's happened with close to 50 large American companies over the last decade or so. Treasury Department estimates it's cost about $40 billion in U.S. taxes, which the ordinary taxpayer is going to have to pay. But I don't think that most people make a connection between the two. Right now is a good time to look at it. Well, most people are out in the holiday season shopping for gifts for their friends, and the corporations are out shopping for candidates across the country. There's an interesting group called the Public Interest Research Group, and they published a map the other day that showed the largest corporate contributors to congressional campaigns all across the country. If you lived in Texas, it was Lockheed Martin. If you lived in Tennessee, it was FedEx. If you lived in Florida, Iowa, it was AT&T. Now, we tend to focus on what the people are doing, the corporations are doing in the presidential campaign, but they spend a whopping amount of money buying friends in Congress.
What's happened when lawmakers have tried to buck this trend of what's called inversions when corporations go overseas?
Well, as you suggest, not everybody's happy with this idea. The president suggested closing the loophole. There are even Republicans on Capitol Hill that have suggested closing the loophole. The former chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is the committee that writes tax legislation, a Michigan Republican named Dave Camp, came up with a corporate tax reform plan in 2014, and he's a very popular conservative Republican, and the business people love the idea of a corporate tax reform because they thought they were going to get a reduction in the corporate tax rate from about 35% to 25%. But in order not to lose revenue, Camp proposed closing the loophole on some of these corporate inversions and the corporate use of tax havens overseas. And he ran into a buzzsaw of opposition from the very people who encouraged him to push for a tax reform. Within about 48 hours of his surfacing this plan, business groups had gone to their friends in Congress, and 50 Republicans in the House came out publicly against Camp's plan, which they had backed only 3 or 4 days before.
I'm just wondering why lawmakers get so much cover here. I mean, this is an issue that President Obama and Donald Trump seem to agree on, which makes it unusual. Yet the support for these inversions goes unreported in local districts, and people aren't held to account except when you report on this.
Well, I think part of it is it's a complicated issue. Taxes are always complicated. This gets lost in the weeds of the tax code. People will say, let's control corporate spending and campaigns, but they don't make the connection which we're making right now. And the local media doesn't understand it. I mean, I did quite a good deal of research to put together the blog that I've written for the website. It isn't simple to dig into these weeds. So I think the public is basically uninformed. They don't make the connection. And because they don't, there's no heat on the Congress to deliver.
What is the share of corporate taxes in the federal treasury now compared to a generation ago?
Well, that's what's striking. This is where it seems to me the public might wake up. If you go back to the 1950s, corporate taxes accounted for roughly 30% of the overall tax take. You've got individual taxes, corporate taxes, special fees, and then, of course, you have Social Security and Medicare taxes, which have gone up tremendously. And so over the last 30 or 40 years, the corporate share of taxes have gone down from 30% to about 10% today. And guess who's picking up the tab? You and me and everybody else across the country. So that if these corporate inversions go on, the Treasury Department says we collectively are all going to have to kick in $40 billion more so that Pfizer and Apple and the rest of them can get away with shenanigans like corporate inversions and using tax havens overseas to stash their earnings so they don't get taxed or they get taxed at a very, very low rate.
So people who buy Apple products think of themselves as very smart, but actually they've been outsmarted by Apple, in your view.
Apple is unbelievably clever. What Apple does is it comes up with a new wrinkle or two or 10 or 20 for its iPhones and its iPads. And it's done by engineers and designers and computer guys in Cupertino, California, where they have their labs and their research work. But what Apple does is it assigns the patent on all those new gimmicks to its Irish subsidiary. So when you're buying a cell phone at an Apple store in America, the profit is actually being taken by the Irish subsidiary of Apple, which is paying a 6.3% tax rate instead of a 35% American tax rate. Starbucks does it too. It shifted the secret formula for its coffee roasting to a subsidiary overseas in Europe. And Caterpillar shifts the billing for its heavy earth-making equipment, moving equipment, tractors and the like that it makes in Illinois. It shifted the billing to its Swiss subsidiary. The Swiss sent out the bills. The money came back to the Swiss, and Caterpillar said, hey, you know, this is really profits for our Swiss subsidiary. They saved $2 or $3 billion in taxes simply by sending the bills out from a place overseas. So the corporations are extraordinarily clever. They're getting away with murder.
Corporate America is way ahead of us in deciphering the American tax code. It's talked about on ReclaimTheAmericanDream.org. Hedrick Smith is executive editor of ReclaimTheAmericanDream.org. Thanks so much, Rick.
Good to be with you, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.